And then they asked him, O Messenger of Allah, what would be the main reason why people will enter hellfire? And he said, Al-Fam wal-Faraj. He said, the mouth and the private parts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions forever. I begin with the greeting words of the righteous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. One of the great blessings and mercies in being Muslim today is that the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that were revealed over 1400 years ago are still a source of inspiration. And Allah has revealed to us in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 119, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah and be with the truthful. And this truthfulness is not only in word, but it is also in deed. The truthfulness should be something which surrounds the whole life of the believer. And this truthfulness is so important in the last days that our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, has revealed in an authentic hadith that there would come in the last days kadhabun dajjalun, great liars to the point of being false prophets. They will come to you with a type of speech that you nor your parents have ever heard of before. And so beware of them. Beware that they take you astray. And beware that they put you into a trial and a temptation. Sadaqa Rasulullah, he has spoken the truth. For surely we have come to these times today. With digital technology, humanity has developed the ability to make what is true seem false, and to make what is false appear to be true. And so we are able to manipulate sound, to manipulate colors, to change the scenery before the eyes of the viewers. And this technology can enable us to either educate people throughout the planet simultaneously, or we could confuse people all around the planet. And so it is of critical importance for Muslims to depend upon truthful sources. And that is first the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, that we should first depend upon this as our chief source. If there is an incident in the world, if there is something in my life or your life, we should first look to the book of Allah for guidance. And then to the words of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. After this, our great sources of Islam, our great scholars, and the guidance that has come to us, we should look at these in categories and try to understand what is going on. And then, with this base, we can try to understand the world today. This is of critical importance for the Muslims because the times are changing so rapidly. And there are so many events happening in the world. And young people especially are becoming confused. But if that Quranic basis is there, if the words of the Prophet, peace be upon him, are there to give us the light that we need in the times of darkness, then we have a solid basis with which to deal with the world around us. Muslims find themselves going through great changes. Our nation is expanding all over the world. We are now learning to use this technology. And Allah has blessed the Muslim world with the technology to produce Islamic programming. And also on the internet, we are able to have Islamic websites. We have Islamic radio stations, television stations. There are so many books being written by Muslims. And so we are blessed to have our original sources and also the sources of the truthful ones to be with us, so that we can try to understand what is going on in the world. The Prophet, peace be upon him, in another hadith which is so interesting, and this is reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, he said that the last hour would not appear until fitan, until trials and tribulations would appear in the land, and lying would become widespread. And then he said in Arabic, وَتَتَقَارَبُ الْأَسْوَاقِ. This is very interesting because he said, not only will lying be widespread and temptations and trials be widespread, But he also said the marketplaces will come close. And when the great scholars looked at this in times close to the Prophet ﷺ, they may have thought that yes, the marketplace will come from way outside and will be close to my home. But look at us today. Allah has blessed us with a new understanding. We can even, in our own bedroom, open up the laptop and go on to the international marketplace. And so, not only is the marketplace right outside of our home, but it has entered into our very bedrooms. Sadaqa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Surely our beloved Prophet has spoken the truth. He also told us, peace be upon him, he spoke about dhuhur al-qalam, that the pens would appear, that writing would be widespread throughout the planet. And this is so important for us to focus upon these words. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did not speak from himself, but his words were a form of revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave him the insight, and Allah gave him the overview of what would happen right until the day of resurrection. And so we find ourselves now in the time of digital technology. We find ourselves with the ability to manipulate with so much information that has come to us. And we find that scholars, Islamic scholars, and even families can possess large volumes of Islamic material. In the past, it may have taken Muslims months and years before they could collect one hadith. But today, through the use of the computer, we can have thousands of hadiths in our home. We are able to access the information of scholars who lived all over the planet. But what was the difference? What was the difference between the scholars of the past, the Muslims of the past, and the Muslims of today? One of the great differences is that they were truthful. They were with the Sadiqeen. Not only did they take in this information intellectually, but they confirmed it in their hearts. And their limbs acted out what they were told. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them. And the knowledge became beneficial. Not just book knowledge, but the knowledge became a lifestyle. And that lifestyle traveled all throughout the planet. That lifestyle influenced people in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, in the Americas, in the Middle East. In every part of the world at some point in time, Muslims traveled throughout the land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them to be able to not only take in the information, but to give it over to other people. These are the Sadiqeen. And Allah has encouraged us, has informed us, that we should have consciousness of His existence. We should fear Allah and hope in the mercy of Allah. And this taqwa would become a wiqaya. It is a shield surrounding us to protect us from the forces of evil, to protect us from the temptations on a spiritual level and on a physical level. This wiqaya would protect us from the many plots and trials that we see in the world today. And as in the case of the Sahaba, the essence would not be based upon numbers, but the essence of victory would be based upon the quality, the sidq, the truthfulness that makes the Muslim not only just a person who practices rituals, but a source of inspiration and revelation. And so, I leave you with these thoughts. And I pray that Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would bless me and bless you with this truthfulness. That Allah would bless us to be able to take in the words, the divine inspiration from above seven heavens. To take in the words from the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. To put this into our lives and to make this relevant in the world today. It is a great challenge to be Muslim today. It is a great source of blessing. And I pray that you would be successful and that I would be successful and that we could change the world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. I say what I have said and I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
viewers, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. May peace be on you. It's my profound pleasure to welcome all of you to watch Peace TV.
Peace TV, now also being telecast in USA and Canada, as well as in UK and Europe. You, your friends, relatives and others can tune into Peace TV in USA and Canada on Galaxy 25K3, 97 degrees west, 2x3, vertical. Symbol rate 28125, frequency 11789, and on World TV 65. In UK and Europe, Eurobird 1F1L, 28.5 degrees east, 2x3, vertical. Symbol rate 27500, frequency 11681, and on Sky TV 823. In Asia, Middle East, Africa and Australia, Intelsat 10, PAS 10, 68.5 degrees east, 2x3, vertical, symbol rate 3250, frequency 3783.25, Arabsat Badr 4, 26 degrees east, 3x4, vertical, symbol rate 27500, frequency 12207. Now, Peace TV being telecast worldwide. Watch it. For more information, log on to www.peacetv.org and www.peacetv.tv.
Peace TV,
the solution for humanity.
تمام علوم میں چوٹی کا علم قرآن کا علم. حقیقی مومن کے لیے رسول کا فرمانا بھی ایسے ہی ہے جیسے کہ اللہ کا فرمانا. انفرادی ہدایت بھی قرآن میں ہے, اور سب سے بڑھ کر اجتماعی ہدایت, جس کی آج کے انسان کو سب سے زیادہ ضرورت ہے. اس شخص کا قرآن پر کوئی ایمان نہیں ہے تو اس کی حرام کردہ چیز کو اپنے لیے حلال ٹھہرائے. جو اس قرآن کی طرف لوگوں کو بلائے گا, کسی اور کو ہدایت ہو نہ ہو, اس کی ہدایت ہو گئی.
راہ ہدایت.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. My name is Farid Zaki Naik.
I am Zikra Naik.
My name is Rishta Naik.
You are the best of people.
And believing in Allah.
Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah.
Surely, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, sustainer of the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and may the choicest peace and blessings be sent upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions forever. I begin with the greeting words of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah. Muslims throughout the planet have been united as one ummah. And as the basis of this unity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed divine inspiration, words in the Arabic language that were relevant in the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, over 1400 years ago, and are still relevant today and will continue to be relevant to this world until the day of resurrection. And within this glorious book, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 35, Allah tells us, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah and seek a means of coming close to Allah and strive and struggle in His path in order that you would be successful. So in this verse, we see a divine process, that we are not left with a single thought, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a process that takes us from a beginning all the way through to a conclusion. In the beginning we see, oh, that believers, those who have iman, have been commanded that they should have the consciousness of Allah, that they should have taqwa. And this taqwa is al-khawf wal-raja', it is fear and hope. It is not mainly fear, it is a combination. And that is a stimulus. So the stimulation of fearing something, the stimulation of hoping for something, brings you towards it. And so that stimulus develops a type of consciousness which should affect the believer in everything that he or she does. But the second stage, after we have the consciousness of Allah, we are aware of the presence of Allah, that Allah, with His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is closer to us than our jugular vein. Once we understand this, then we are told, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, seek a means of coming close to Him. And these wasail, these means, could be through prayer, through fasting, through hajj, pilgrimage, through zakat, giving in charity, whatever possible means that has been prescribed to us that we could come close to the Creator, then we should try to take these means. And so the consciousness then leads us to a type of action. We are aware of the presence of Allah, and then we do something to seek coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain His pleasure, to be able to be of those who are purified and blessed by the Creator in this life and the next. But it doesn't end there. It continues on. After we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to strive and struggle in His path. And this striving and struggling in His path, it begins with our own nafs. And there is a struggle that goes on within every individual. Should I wake up in the morning for Salat al-Fajr? Should I give of my wealth although I have bills to pay? Should I fast in Ramadan although I think that I am weak? Can I go to the pilgrimage in Mecca although I would like to go on a vacation? And so this is the struggle that all believers find themselves in. And people who are coming close to Islam and looking at Islam, when they see the believers involved in this, they realize that this is not just a religion of paper. This is a living process. And so the consciousness of Allah, seeking a means of coming close to Allah, and then striving and struggling in His path. In the past 100 years or so, what has happened in the Muslim world is that in many countries, Muslims have become the slaves of rituals. Instead of being Abdullah, we become Abdul Ramadan. Abdul Ramadan is very busy in the masjid during the month. But outside of the month, you can't find him anymore. Abdullah is a different situation. Abdullah's Lord is alive and never dies. And there is even a different phenomenon. There's even a stranger phenomenon in some communities. There's even Abdul Laylatul Qadr. And that is the slave of the night of power. On the 27th night, he comes to the masjid. She comes to the masjid and they pray so many rakats. And then when they finish, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I'll see you next year. That is not the true believer. The true believer is Abdullah. He or she is the one who submits to Allah constantly throughout the year. So that when the month of Ramadan is over, the salah continues. When the month is over, there are other forms of fasting that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to engage in. When the month of Ramadan is over, there is the Hajj is coming. When Hajj is over, there are other actions throughout the year. There is Jumu'ah. There is also calling to the good and forbidding evil. There are so many different ways that we can express ourselves. This is the completion of our faith. This is where our ibadah then goes to a higher stage because it becomes part of the divine process. And that process takes us out of being stagnated into becoming the dynamic community. This dynamism we found in the time of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. How do we think that a small group of people, without technology, without weaponry, without vast armies, without this powerful technology, how do we think that they were able to take the message all the way around this planet? Some people even went as far as China, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiallahu an. And so we find that Islam was all over the planet, and these people who did not have the riches of the world were able to take Islam to the mountains, to the deserts, to the seas, all throughout the planet, because their religion was a process. And similarly today, we are in a great challenge. We have become a nation of rituals. And these rituals now need to change. The dynamism of the world, the 21st century that we are in, is an age of action. It is no longer just an age of words. Our Islam is not just a cultural identity. It's not a family name. It's not something that we inherit, because we could be deceived. If we think, well, my father was a great scholar and I don't have to make salat, I don't have to study, my father was an imam. Or we say, no, my mother used to give zakat, I don't have to pay zakat. And so that is a form of deception. The reality is the process. And that is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking the means of coming close to Him. Put that consciousness into action. That month of Ramadan, that fasting, that beautiful taqwa that was strengthened in the month of Ramadan. Why was it strengthened? It was not only for the month, but it was strengthened to last all throughout the year. That Hajj, that inshallah Hajj Mabrur, that it was accepted by Allah inshallah. And if this happened, that purity of the individual returning from the Hajj should influence his business. It should influence his relationship with his family, his understanding of politics, of social life, economic life. All phases of his existence should change when the process is in motion. And so I pray that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give us this complete Islam and would enable us to be that dynamic nation that opens its arms to the rest of the world. The world is in need of great change today. The world is in need of those who can come close. The final part of the process, after taqwa, after coming close, and after striving, is al-falah. That is success. And I pray that Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would give success to all of us in this life and the next. And I pray that He would forgive us for those things that we have done in mistake. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru li wa lakum wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Courage it takes to stand up for what you believe in. Courage it takes to be true and righteous. Courage it takes to dare and answer your questions, be they social, political, economic, educational, or religious. To get clear and convincing answers,
test your courage and question me in Dare to Ask.
Dare to Ask, next on Peace TV.
Muhammad, peace
pearls of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, truthfulness leads to al-bir, that is, piety, righteousness, and every act of obedience to Allah, and al-bir leads to paradise. And a man keeps on telling the truth until he becomes a siddiq, that is, a truthful person. Falsehood leads to al-fujur, that is, wickedness, evil doing, etc. And al-fujur leads to the hell fire. And a man keeps on telling lies till he is written as a liar before Allah. Agreed upon. Sahih al-Bukhari, Volume 8, Kitabul Adab, Book of Manners, Chapter 69, Hadith Number 6094. Sahih Muslim, Volume 4, Kitabul Bir Wassila Wal Adab, Book of Virtues, Good Manners, and Joining of the Ties of Relationships, Chapter 1079, Hadith Number 6307. Allah, Allah, Allah.